your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy Two Stars.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks.
Yes, we are.
You keep skipping that part! Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news!
Hey, what's up, Tommy?
Oh, not much.
Mr. Two Stars.
Mr. Two Stars.
Tommy Two.
Matt Man.
Two of Two Stars.
To the
Tom. Tom, Tom, Tom. Tommy Two Stars.
Matty Matt
Justice. Mr. Two Stars.
That's all we're doing. Keep calm, geek. I'm just kidding.
How are you doing, man?
Good. It was a pretty good last couple days, nothing too exciting. Well, I had to work like 9.5 hours today, but...
Oh, man, 9.5 hours.
Long day today, but...
Yesterday was July 5th.
5th.
2 days ago was July 4th on Monday.
3 days ago, no one cares.
Did you have to work?
I did have to work July 4th.
I also had to work on July 4th.
Although, our store manager cooked us like all this awesome pork.
What?
Yeah, like, it was so good.
Did he cook it at home and then bring it to work?
Yeah, I think that's basically what it is. He kind of threw it on the grill and soaked it in its own juices. Awesome.
Was it pulled pork?
No, it was, like, a pork butt.
Oh.
I know. So good. Juicy.
So it was, like, sliced pork?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh. It was so good.
Did you, like, put it on the sandwich or just, like...
No, I just inhaled it. I didn't have time to put it on bread.
Nice. Did he bring in sides and stuff, too?
There is a seat. We had, like... Well, there's also, like, hot dogs and stuff like that. So we had those potato salad, macaroni salad, a bunch of random stuff. Regular salad.
That's cool.
Chips and dips.
Chips and dips. That's kind of nice that they did that for you guys.
Yes.
I didn't do anything for my employees.
Well, suck it.
What did you do after work? Anything good?
I went to Freedom Fest.
Okay.
I'm set up for that.
Okay.
And then I had to leave early because I had to work again the next morning.
So no fireworks.
I missed the fireworks.
Did you eat any food at Freedom Fest? Did they have any food there?
I had a snow cone.
Okay. What flavor?
Banana.
Oh.
Yeah, I was feeling right up for the bananas.
I worked and then I came home and we barbecued here.
Ooh, what'd you cue?
A ribeye, big old ribeye, kind of slow cooked it with some smoke, and then I smoked some garlic cloves, like I like to do, and that was pretty good, and then cooked some butternut squash
on the grill. Nice.
Also, portobello mushrooms, caps.
I like them right on top of the ribeye or steak.
Yes, good stuff. And then we made a bow tie pasta salad.
Ooh.
And then we had watermelon, and then we did strawberry shortcake.
Ooh, that's a good way to do it.
So it was good. And then I bought some fireworks for Larry, and Larry and I went outside and did the cute little fountains.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nothing huge. And then we watched the fireworks on TV.
Oh, cool.
The New York fireworks.
Good.
Do you usually do a lot of, like, crazy big stuff for 4th of July?
No, I mean, my brother-in-law, he goes all out. He loves that kind of stuff. So he'll buy stuff like rockets and the big fancy stuff.
Okay.
So we'll usually do a little thing in the driveway. It was cool. He had some cool stuff this
year. He'll buy the ones that shoot off like 20 feet or whatever, like super high in the air.
And it was loud. Like, them sons of bees were really loud.
Oh, so you got to see some kind of fireworks.
I got some. Okay. Me and my nieces were chillaxing.
On Monday night?
On Monday night.
Okay, so you went, after the Freedom Fest, you went
home. Yeah, it was around 8 o'clock.
So you got to see some fireworks.
I got some. I wasn't deprived.
We always do different stuff. We usually try to go to some kind of festivals or whatnot. Last year, there was, like, a parking garage in Punta Gorda. They had, like, a party, and we went and bought tickets for that, and they had, like, a food buffet right in the parking garage.
Interesting.
And so we did that, and they had a DJ. Another year, we took, a boat out on the water in Clearwater, watched those fireworks.
That's cool.
That was fun, too. So we do different stuff.
Next year, we'll sacrifice a goat.
Yes, why are we sacrificing goats for America?
We should
start that tradition.
A red, white, and blue goat.
Red, white, and blue goat. And, well, it's red because we
slaughtered it.
We slaughtered it.
Let its blood just fill the sky. And then we put on a giant mortar.
Sacrificing goats for George Washington.
America.
That seems like something like that other countries would think we would
That's
do.
Like cliche American. Well, they're splathered in butter, flinging apple pies and shooting their six shooters all over the place.
Then they take cows and cover it in butter and bacon. And
buttered bacon and butcher. Cows and butcher to blast away with mortars and bottle rockets.
There's a video on YouTube of that. It says if Mexicans celebrated 4th of July like we celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. You should watch it. And they're all acting all drunk and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
What are some of your favorite things to do on 4th of July?
Eat.
You like to eat a lot?
Apples and bananas I like to eat.
Apples and bananas?
Like, do you ever eat apples and bananas? And then you just do the different letters. I like to oat. Opals and bananas.
No, but I want you to say what you just said. But I want you to say it like Bill Cosby.
I like to eat apples and bananas. I like to pop pills into little drinks.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible. I hate that.
That's awful.
Zip bottom the book. See you in a few hours.
I've never heard that song, no.
No, it's just like, you just go through different letters. You go with all the vowels. Apples and bananas. Opals. Ooples and banunus. Really? You've never heard it?
No.
Some stupid little kid song. It's like teach them vowels.
I like to eat, too, on 4th of July.
Okay. So let's zip back to what we're talking about. Yes, we like to eat.
I usually try to have a steak. I know usually people do, like, hamburgers and hot dogs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you change it up.
Or...
The Horn of Gondor!
Gandalf!
Fry it, you fools. Keep it charbroiled. Keep it eat.
I'm trying to think of, what's the other, there's another horn of something, not just Horn of Gondor, but, okay, never mind.
The Horn of Plenty, I don't know. Speaking of food.
Isn't there a horn in Hunger Games, too?
Sure, but I've never seen it.
Oh, Narnia.
Narnia.
That's
right, Peter's horn.
Susan's horn,
yes.
Yes. Sorry, way off topic. What is your favorite meat to put in your mouth for during 4th of July?
I like burgers and dogs. Pretty simple.
Okay. Do you put a bunch of toppings on them and stuff?
I'll split it up. Like, if there's usually like a cliche dog, ketchup, mustard. Maybe if there's sauerkraut available, I'll throw some of them on that bad boy.
Okay.
If it's a burger, throw some cheese, ketchup.
Yeah, I would
pickles,
say...
Pickles, put it in my mouth.
I would say burgers and dogs are the... quintessential.
Yeah, just like, you know, Memorial Day kind
of
American
yeah.
style.
What about like some sides that you could consider like 4th of July would be like potato salad,
macaroni salad,
watermelon,
yeah.
Chips and dips.
Now, quick question. Are you a put your salt on a watermelon type person?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Not all the time. Sometimes though, I have been known to put a little salt on the watermelon.
And then put it in your mouth?
And then put it in my mouth. I've been known to put salt on tomatoes, too.
Really?
Also, have you ever done that? That's pretty good.
Well, I'm not a big fan of eating tomatoes by themselves.
Okay. When you put salt on them, oh, bro, and, like, I know you're not, like, you from the Midwest, but in the Midwest, like, oh.
There's the thing.
The fresh tomatoes, like, grown from the ground.
The horn!
The Horn of Gondor!
Speaking of which,
was absolutely like you get the fresh tomatoes and then you put the salt on them, they're out of this world. And then you have like what fruit salads and stuff like that too. So, if they're going back and thinking of 4th of July and memories and stuff like that, what is like one absolute 4th of July memory story that kind of stands out that would be like your go-to 4th of July story to tell somebody? Do you want me to tell mine while you're thinking?
I thought of it, but yeah, you go.
Okay, you know, you go. You thought of it.
I can't remember if it was 2013 or 2009.
Okay, fairly recent.
But we were on a trip with our church, And we were up, and there's this, like, man-made lake. And we kind of stopped by there on the way to where we were going. And the water was just, it smelled horrible. It was a weird color, but we didn't go in the water. But they were shooting fireworks off across the lake, and that looked really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
It was just really cool, little private...
To watch the fireworks across the lake.
In a place we'd never been, which was really cool-looking man-made lake. It just was gross-looking.
Did you guys have some hamburgers and dogs?
No, we were just kind of stopping. So.
Oh, okay.
For me, it's not really food-centric, and I vaguely remember it, because I was pretty little. I think I was 6 or 7.
He was but a wee lad.
And my brother, Monkey Man.
Monkey Man.
He's about 3 years older than me. I think he was around 10 at the time. Monkey Man was a little chubby, believe it or not, when he was younger. Yeah. And so he had his shirt off.
Yeah.
And he's where my dad and uncles and stuff were outside shooting off bottle rockets.
Okay.
And they decided to shoot one off bottle straight. And as they were shooting out straight, Monkey Man
comes running out.
And he gets shot in the stomach.
Oh, popped right in the stomach.
He dropped like a pile of bricks.
Oh, that's bad timing. Oh, man.
And so I don't think they ever had, I don't think they took him to the emergency room or
anything. Walking off, boy.
He still has a scar on his stomach from it, yeah.
Oh, man.
And that same year, my dad was shooting off bottle rockets and it went on our roof and like, the roof started to smoke, and they had to go up there and like grab it off and stuff like that.
Frick! Save the house!
So that's probably my go-to like 4th of July story that I think of.
Okay, that's fine. Sorry, Monkey Man.
Yes, laughing at Monkey Man's expense. So how many people do you think would actually know what the meaning of 4th of July is? Like Americans.
I would bet nowadays, like, watching all those videos online of how dumb people are, maybe only, like, 50% of people.
It's pretty sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
There is a video they had of, like, Jimmy Kimmel or something, and he was going around asking people, and the stuff they thought, some people thought it had to do with Abraham Lincoln, other people thought it had to do with, like, even, like, World War II, like, celebrating the victory of World War II and stuff like that.
Wow, really?
It's
a little sad.
It's pretty sad.
A little sad.
We all know that it has to do with the birth of our favorite superhero, Captain Diabetes.
Captain Diabetes.
And it's his birthday that we celebrate.
And he was summoned from the he fell into a vat of chili and lard.
I think that'd be a good origin story for Captain Diabetes.
Just falls
he was born
vat of
on
lard
the original Independence Day, which was about 1776. 76. So No, he couldn't have been born then. That wouldn't.
He wouldn't want to be born July 4th, 1776.
I guess he could be, right?
Why not? He's not real. We do whatever the hell we want.
That's when he was born, and then when he fell into a.
We can make it like something like weird, like it was Benjamin Franklin, and he fell into like a vat of steaming hot lard, and he got struck by lightning because his. Kite was, he was still holding his kite and that the key was attached to it. And it became Captain Diabetes.
Captain Diabetes, Benjamin Franklin.
With syphilis.
Did Ben Franklin have syphilis?
That's what he died of.
Really? No way!
This way.
Oh, you were so full of, like, history knowledge. Good job, buddy.
That's because he had all those, like, random, like, women that he would frequent.
Really?
He was a ladies' man.
Ben Franklin, man. What a dog, huh?
What a dog, yeah.
Not only was he Captain Diabetes, he was a man whore, too.
He was pretty much the first almost American man whore.
The original ladies man.
The original ladies man.
Ben Franklin.
Ladies. I'm Ben Franklin, the ladies man.
We found our
come
title.
Come hither, it's a lady.
Ben Franklin, the ladies. Hey, do you guys want to go fly a kite with me?
Come hither. It's the ladies' man.
Do you think
hello, winches. Why don't you come back to my cabin and have a glass of Cavathier and talk about times of yore.
And kites.
And fly our kites from our respective manhoods.
The key on the end is to my apartment.
It's to my apartment. So you can come back later, ladies.
You can see what Ben Franklin's cooking.
You can see what's really on the $100 bill.
Do you smell what the Ben is cooking?
That took a whole different turn. I would love to see The Rock play Ben Franklin. Or just, what was it like? It was I think it was Robot Chicken who was like, the American History Wrestling League, and it had like Ben Franklin versus like Thomas Jefferson or That's something funny. Like that.
I gotta watch that. No, I'll have to look that up.
Like it was on the History Channel, I think they were saying. Trying to spice it up.
So who do you think Ben Franklin's wingman is?
If his wingman? Paul Revere, man.
Paul Revere?
Your wife is coming! Your wife is coming! I don't think he was married.
He stands outside for him and just like keeps watch.
How many wenches are coming? Well, one if by land, two if by sea. We're getting real historical today.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
So,
Ben and Paul, the ben original Paul, dynamic duo. The original
dynamic duo. Creating America and keeping the bedroom hot.
Night, didn't it? They're like the Roxbury twins.
Yeah. You, just, me, you, me.
They're like in the corner tavern, just like bobbing their heads.
Why, hello, ladies. Don't want to come back to our car? You come here often? No, no, you, me, you, no, you, us, we, though, now, hither, us, thine.
You want to come back to our apartment with the key from the kite and celebrate 4th of July?
In style.
So we'll make our own fireworks.
What's 4th of July, you say? It's a holiday we invented yesterday. We all signed this document. It's going to go down in history, y'all. Happy 5th. I'd like to introduce you to my friend John Hancock and my other friend.
Oh my gosh! Cross the line!
Cross too far! Too far! What? John Hancock was the first designer to
have independence. He was the first one. Did he die of anything?
I don't know, to be honest.
We gotta Google that now.
That's the only major significance John Hancock had
was
he was the first to sign it.
Where's our producer when we need him to
producer!
Google things?
He had a baby.
Do you think John Hancock was like the sourpuss of the group?
Look, if your name you're going to sign, I'm going to have to sign this. Dad, girl, let's get
this
gonna ball
I'm
going
to be the rolling. First one to sign this Independence Day document.
Suckers. I'm going to be the coolest because I'm going to be first.
You're not going to remember any of you guys. I have to put my name on here because everybody else is going to be remembered and I'm not. He died October 8th, 1793. He was 56. And he died of natural causes.
At 56? Natural causes, you know. Living out in the wilderness, got eaten by a bear.
Didn't one of them die from, like, a duel?
Probably.
Was that John Adams who died from a duel? Wasn't there... I think there's a president that died from, like, a duel.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it was John Adams. He natural causes. Weird. But natural causes can be anything from
like a flu or
influenza, heart attack, heart failure.
Raccoon.
Yeah.
It's nature. Ergo natural.
that's it. He died from a raccoon attack.
It's nature. That's not as natural as it gets. I don't know what is.
So, the other thing that you like to celebrate on 4th of July is you shoot off fireworks, right?
Yes, that's kind of one of the quintessential 4thies.
What are your favorite kind of fireworks?
I like the ones that, like, start one color and they change as they spread out. Those ones are cool.
Okay, those are fun. I like the little ones they shoot in between the big ones. Like, when they go off and they go... All the, like, bright yellow ones.
Or, like, the ones that are, like, really big explosions. Those ones are cool.
Yeah. Those are neat too, and then the fountain ones too.
Fountain ones are pretty cool.
And now that as time's going on, they start shaping. They're shaping fireworks.
Yeah, I know.
Now.
It's crazy. You see this the Stairway to Heaven one?
No,
that one's pretty cool. I don't know. The only way I could think that they did is they have one trail, one rocket shoot off first, and it's like dropping other smaller pieces, and another one shoot off just at the right time. So it hits all those little trails, and it literally looks like a stairway.
Oh, that's cool.
And it just goes up
and Disney, up. Their favorite one to shoot off that's shaped is the smiley face.
The smiley face.
Yep, and they have Mickey Mouse ears at Disney also. Have you seen those? And then hearts.
Hearts.
You see hearts a lot, too.
That makes sense. All you need is love.
Love. Disney probably just paid billions of dollars to get a Mickey Mouse shape.
To patent that one, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think is the best firework display you've ever seen live and in person? It'd probably have to be like Disney fireworks.
Disney's
right?
is like really legit. Like they go. I mean, that's, I don't know how they can do that almost every night.
Yeah, it's too. That's super crazy. Expensive.
I mean, they are Disney. I
know. I'd say for me, probably like Magic Kingdom's
Magic
fireworks.
Magic Kingdom's
are
really
They're
good.
Yeah, you know, every yeah. year I'm kind of impressed by Punta Gorda's fireworks.
They do a really good job too. Especially when you you're out on the boat. I haven't done that in a long time, but you know, you go out on the boat into the harbor and just watch it from there. It's really cool.
That sounds cool. I'll have to try to do that sometime. Maybe.
Sometime we'll just craft a boat out of love.
Aww, can we take Ben Franklin out there with us?
Heck no, son. I don't want to die of syphilis.
You don't want to get syphilis from?
he's very persuasive.
Hey, Tommy, I got some cafassier.
Go back to my camera.
Hey, Tom, guess what?
What's up, buddy?
Geek news!
Geek news, y'all ready? I don't think I'm gonna handle this excitement any longer!
Whoa, excuse you,
buddy. That was free for you viewers. That was a mouth fart just for you.
You're crazy.
A little bit.
All right, so we all know that Margot Robbie is playing
Harley Quinn
in the Suicide Squad. She had an interview with Variety?
Sure.
Vanity Fair. And in it, she said that they asked her to explain Harley Quinn in a little bit of the character's sneak peek.
She's crazy!
And she said she loves causing mayhem and destruction. She's incredibly devoted to the Joker.
Yeah.
They have a dysfunctional relationship,
yeah.
But she loves him anyway. She used to be a gymnast. That's her skill set when fighting. That was surprising to me because I had never heard that before.
Yeah.
But you're saying that they do mention that in the Arkham games.
Yeah, like in the first... Like in every Arkham game, you unlock little bios about all the villains and stuff. But yeah, that's what it says in hers. Is she was a doctor. She was training to be a doctor, psychiatrist.
Yes.
You know, she was trying to psychoanalyze the Joker and she fell in love with him, but she was also a gymnast.
Okay. So here's a question and a thought.
That's why she has like not enhanced, but above average strength and agility.
Because she was a gymnast. That makes sense. Would you be upset if they completely took away Dr. Harley Quinzel? And they took out the fact of her being a doctor.
Like
and
she just was
just
made her
a
crazy.
She was just a gymnast.
Just a gymnast. She went crazy.
And then
who
went crazy?
But then,
like,
I
would
think
you be
you
all right?
That part. I mean, I'd be all right with it, but it wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, I would not be all right with it.
No?
I think the whole part of the lore in
you kind
of
need
of
it.
Harley is that she was a doctor or training to be a psychiatrist. And she was trying to analyze and study the Joker, and he wooed her.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say he wooed her, but she just went cuckoo bananas.
Well, he kind of wooed her.
He's seductive in a way. He gets his own plans.
Yes.
He manipulates people for his own causes. Yeah.
Manipulation wooing.
Manipulation.
Manu-wooing.
Well, hello, Harley. Would you like to come back to my cell? I have some cavatier.
It's Ben Franklin's favorite drink.
It's gonna be a delight.
You gotta say something about Ben now, as Harley.
Oh, Mr. J, I love when you talk about the Mr. Franklin.
So I thought that was pretty interesting for hearing her talk about it. That movie's coming out pretty soon.
Yeah, pretty soon.
August 15th.
Just around the corner.
It's
already July. It's just crazy.
Yeah. The movies are coming out nonstop, man. I would hate to tally up the amount of money that I've spent at the movies.
This
so
year,
far.
I've spent more money at the movie, like going to the movies, than like the last 5 years combined.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Pets is coming out this week.
What?
That Pets movie.
Oh, Pets. Secret Life of Pets.
Secret Life of Pets comes out this week.
Yep. The 8th, I believe.
You know, yeah. You know what comes out next week? Ghostbusters. The Lady Edition.
The Lady Edition.
That's what they should call it.
The Lady Edition.
Ghostbusters. The Lady Edition.
Do we still have any more Ecto Coolers?
I think Larry drank them all.
Oh, Larry.
Yeah, Larry was going nuts. If you haven't seen, we put a review of us drinking Ecto Coolers out on YouTube Facebook.
I wish
so
it came in a bigger container.
It was very good.
Like a proton pack size container. I could just take like...
It was pretty good. We should try to get some more. And another part of geek news going on with Ghostbusters is they put out a still today from one of the new trailers. The new trailer coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a Lady Slimer in it.
By the way, you hear your tone. You sound very upset about that. I think it's a little like...
You should look up the picture.
Yeah.
Like, every time they get me excited...
They do something to make
They do something to bring me back down. And so I saw that picture, and it just, like, it made... It looked so cheesy. I hope that it's really good, and that they're just releasing the wrong things, and I'm being one of those overcritical fanboys. Because I really do want to enjoy the movie. So that's coming out next week. Did you see Finding Dory yet?
No.
It's pretty good. I saw it last week, too. I heard Independence Day flopped, and it was awful. It did not do very well. Tarzan came out this past week.
Yeah.
That tanked also.
I don't know why... Like, some of these movies look good. Like, I thought Tarzan looked pretty interesting, but I think, I don't know what they're expecting to do releasing it in the summer.
Yeah, I thought that was a little weird, too. And then Disney released the BFG, which I thought was a little... That also tanked. To me, that didn't make much sense for Disney to release the BFG, like, a week or two after releasing Finding Dory.
Yeah, I think that's pretty.
I don't know why they
idea.
Did that because Finding Dory is still at number
was
one.
Was it Disney? I know it's a Spielberg movie.
Disney,
but it
was
Disney.
BFG, because they weren't doing all the marketing for it.
Oh, okay.
I was a little surprised by that. I just didn't really get their why they did
it's
that.
A good point. I guess because they're trying to, you know, the live action niche versus like, you know, Dory's animated, so now they got to release a live action movie.
Well, BFG wasn't live action.
No, the main. Female star, the girl is live action. The giants, though, are all CG.
She's probably the only thing that's live action.
Probably, yeah.
I guess you could classify it as live action. I just thought that was a little weird because I would see it as a kids movie.
It is.
So why, when you have the number one kids movie, one of like top five it ranked for openings, why would you release another kids movie 2 weeks later? It just didn't make any sense to me. But anyways, that's movie release news.
Yeah.
DC is released the Colonel Corpse comics. So a couple years ago they released a KFC Colonel Sanders comic book.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yep. It was like an issue one, and they they like timed it with some KFC release of food. But this year it is you can get it on comixology.com. A digital release, but then it's also going along with Comic Convention in San Diego, and it's going to be like a limited release there. But it's called The Colonel Corpse, and I think it's an idea of kind of like Robin from the Green Lantern Corps idea.
Yeah.
And then they're releasing it as part of Crisis on Infinite Earth, where they're combining all the different Earths and stuff.
The multiple KFCs across these vast earths are in danger.
I just thought
Captain Diabetes.
he's trying to wipe out all the KFCs.
And bring all the ladies back to his cabin.
With the key on his cock.
That's no key.
So, I just thought that was interesting to mention since we've been talking so much about KFC. People are going to think that we're sponsored by KFC.
I wish. Throw some chicken our way, KFC. Jeez.
Yeah. We love you, KFC. You're our favorite. We want to put your chicken in our
mouth. Why don't you try doubling down on us?
Yeah, double down. Put your drumsticks in our mouths. Crispy. Oh, famous extra crispy bowls. Chicken. Famous bowls. Oh, man. Get diabetes eating those things. Justice League cast a Julian Jones. Thank you. He is a British actor, famous for a bunch of stuff, international like actor. Mm-hmm. They cast him in Justice League as a mysterious role. Don't know
if he's what big or small.
Lots of Justice League news come out still though, constantly, all the time.
When's that coming out again? It's next year.
I think 2018.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're still filming right now.
Okay. So is Wonder Woman? What's next then?
Wonder Woman's next.
Okay. Wonder Woman!
I think Wonder Woman's 2017. Okay. So they're still... And then they had an article come out with J.K. Simmons basically saying that he wants people... He said when he was a kid, he grew up with the blubbering Commissioner Gordon from 1966.
Yeah.
And then as you've gone on through the years, Commissioner Gordon's become more of a badass.
Yeah, he's like a sharpshooter, a great detective.
Right. He wants to be the ultimate badass Commissioner Gordon.
Have you seen the pictures of him like working out?
Yeah.
It's legit.
He wants to portray the Commissioner Gordon from like Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
Super badass, hunkin', like beating people up.
Bare knuckle brawling.
So he said that in an interview. So I'm excited for Justice League. I think it's going to be pretty cool. Lots of theme park news too, Tommy.
Oh yeah, hit me up, bro.
I think a couple months ago we talked about The Walking Dead and that they were going to have a ride at Universal Hollywood.
Well, guess what, folks?
And they opened it to the public 2 days ago.
If only we lived in Hollywood.
Yes, Hollywood, California people. So all of our Florida listeners.
All you LA or Californians. California.
I watched a walkthrough video on YouTube.
Yeah?
It's basically a haunted house.
Okay.
It looks cool. Lots of cool like animatronics and stuff like that. You start off like in the hospital.
Yeah.
And then you go through different scenes of the show.
So it's based on the show?
It's based off the show, yeah.
It's still good.
It looked cool. Lots of cool scares. The zombies looked amazing. The animatronics they had looked super cool. They had people dressed up as like the heroes interacting with you and stuff. It looks super cool. So, I mean, I would definitely check it out. But it looks like, I don't know if you've been to Halloween Horror Nights, but it looks like an amped up version of the Halloween Horror Nights haunted house. But, so that's pretty exciting. Animal Kingdom in Orlando.
Yeah.
Disney World. Is now open late, finally. People have been wanting this for years and years.
Why, they want to see, like, lions sleeping?
I don't know why they would want... But Animal Kingdom always closes at, like, 5 o'clock.
It's true, I guess.
So super early. So now they close at, like, 10, I believe. Because they kind of figure out how to separate the animals better.
Okay.
From the attractions. They have new shows and stuff.
I guess they do have a lot more attractions now.
On the river, they have a Jungle Book show.
Oh, that's kind
of
cool.
With lights and stuff. And then they have the Tree of Life now lights up. And they have a show on the Tree of Life. And the animals come to life.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
And the leaves light up and stuff. And then they have a nighttime safari now.
Okay.
And they have a commercial talking about all the rides open late and stuff, too. So, if you live in Florida and you like Disney Animal Kingdom, that's a cool new thing to kind of check out there. I think just going to check out those shows would be cool. And I think the reason why they're opening late now is because they're putting all that money in the Avatar Land.
Oh, that's right, yep.
That's opening next year.
Animal Kingdom After Dark.
Yeah. Animal Kingdom After Hours.
Watch the animals go wild.
As they rip you from limb from limb from limb. New comic book releases, Tommy Two Stars.
Oh my gosh, so many good ones.
I have not been to the local brick and mortar yet. You have, though.
I did. I picked up $30 worth of comics.
Yes. The main one that I know that came out was the Flintstones comic.
Yep, they redid Scooby-Doo, a couple weeks ago?
Yep, Scooby-Doo Apocalypse.
Now, Flintstones.
And I heard that they're making it more of like a reality sitcom.
Yeah, it's more adult style too, so it's more like adult humor.
Adult humor and stuff. So I think that's pretty cool. I couldn't get through the Scooby-Doo Apocalypse book. You're more than welcome to borrow it and see if you can get through it. Time of Two Stars.
What was wrong? Like, what
I don't know. It just couldn't grab my attention for some reason. I don't know. I guess I could try again.
I think they're on number two at this point for Apocalypse.
Yeah, they probably are. What are some other new books that came out?
Man, like the DC Rebirth has just exploded so much. So let's see. Justice League just came out. Rebirth of Justice League.
Okay. That is number one this week, right?
Yeah. Also, man, like, it's crazy. Like, they have to go on their second printing on a lot of the
Rebirths. On the Rebirths already?
Crazy. Because it's just selling out. It's insane.
They're on their third printing of actual Rebirth, I heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
dang.
Third printing of that, which is pretty crazy.
Like, it's interesting, because the original Rebirth has, like, kind of blue, like, these kind of slashes through it, and then the second printing has these, like, bright orange slashes, so I'm wondering what color third printing is going to be.
I'm happy that I got the original printing.
Yeah, I just want, like, just to have it as a collector. Yeah. Some of them I don't even plan on continuing. Like, I have, like, Flash Rebirth and stuff like that. So, just to have it.
Yeah, for sure. I saw that, Doctor Strange, is coming out with a, prequel book to the movie.
Right, yeah. They did that with Civil War,
too. Yeah, Prelude number one. And they released who the villain is gonna be and stuff. So, for the movie. So, you could check that out on there. I won't give you too many spoilers. I know that came out this week. New Han Solo, Star Wars Han Solo number 2 came out.
Poe Dameron.
I heard the Han Solo number 1 was pretty darn good.
Yeah.
New Poe Dameron book came out. The new Civil War came out too, right?
Yes. No. Yeah.
Oh, no. Next. Civil War.
Civil War, they had Kingpin.
The Spider-Woman and Kingsman came out. And X-Men came out. So get your local brick and mortar, pick up some comic books. Check out all his new releases.
I love comic books.
Yeah. What's your favorite new one that you're reading right now?
Totally Awesome Hulk. I think I'm really into that one. And it's Old Man Logan.
Pretty good.
The Old Man Logan storyline's pretty cool.
Yeah. I was really enjoying that also. It's been a while since I've been to the bookstore to pick up some books, so... So I need to go check that out. They also have a video going out about on The Killing Joke of what it would look like in the original animation, like the trailer. People redid the trailer.
Yeah.
Like for the movie coming out with the animation from the comic book.
Okay.
If you didn't know this, I didn't know this, but they are doing a limited release of The Killing Joke in theaters.
Really?
I know that at the Port Charlotte location, they're having one at the end of July. And all throughout theaters in the U.S., they're doing limited releases of it. You can watch it in the theater. So look that up online. See if there's someone near you so you can check
that
out.
I mean, Kevin Conroy said we have to see it. So
Kevin Conroy told us it was pretty amazing. And that Mark Hamill was a genius, I think is what his word said.
Genius.
I want to give a shout-out to Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais.
I watched a video this week called David Brent. He's bringing back his character from The Office.
Yeah.
And he is a folk singer, and he's got a movie coming out. And they released a music video with David Brent singing a song, and it's pretty darn funny.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen that video, check that out online. It's called David Brent Lady Gypsy, I think it's called. That's pretty funny. And then also, How It Should Have Ended. Released a How It Should Have Ended Captain America Civil War.
Okay.
And I shared that on our Facebook page, and that's pretty funny. So that's a perfect kind of segue, Tommy Two Stars. Where can people find us?
Well, I think they can find us right here.
Yeah. Right here right in the Matt Cave?
In the Matt Cave. So basically, if you are listening to us now, so you know you can find us on whatever pod streaming you like. So we got Podbean.
Podbean,
Stitcher.
iTunes you can download us on.
We're on Facebook at Deep Fried Geeks. Twitter at Deep Fried Geeks. Instagram, Deep Fried Geeks.
Yeah.
And of course, if you have any questions, issues, or further future topics you want us, you can always go to Mattman.
Yes, email me at
Gmail, or .blog.gmail.
Yeah, mattman.blog@gmail.com.
That's it.
Good job, buddy. Yeah, questions, topics you want us to talk about, stuff like that, you can email me there. Make sure you check us out on all those social media sites. Interact with us, post stuff, share with us stuff, so we can continue to put content in your eyes, ears,
Mouth and nose.
Mouth and nose. And all your other 10 senses that you have.
10 what?
Balance.
Balance?
Would balance be a sense?
No. Touch.
Touch, balance, and touch. In swimming, in jumping,
in sleeping
with my body, in sleeping, in moving your eyebrows, in your skin, in your hair senses, in beard, in taste, butter, bacon, biscuits.
Yeah. I just took a weird turn there.
Hey, check us out on social media. Hey, Tom.
Hey, buddy.
Keep calm and
geek on.
Geek on.